Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Nader Pohassan and Scott Kelly from Cytodyne. Good to see you both. Nader, I'm going to kick off the conversation with you today. It's been a bit since we last spoke. Just remind us, give us an overview of current clinical work that's going on right now.
So we spoke about this yesterday, but I want to make sure that all shareholders know that the next 6 months are the most crucial time of this company, because we have 16 very crucial tasks that we're going to be continuously updating the public and know where we are. Leronlimab, number one, long hauler COVID-19. We're getting to exciting time. We're finalizing with FDA protocol. The sites are ready to go. Dr. Reckner is ready to go. And as soon as we get that, that would be a very important study. Number two, CD16 critically ill population in Brazil. People are worried why the enrollment is going to be fast enough or not. We need 127 patients in the next 2 months to get to interim analysis this year. 25 sites, that's like 3 patients per month per site. So we believe we have a good chance on that. Number three, CD17, severe population for COVID-19 in Brazil, handled by a very top CRO. We're very happy about that. Then we are filing the same CD16 critically ill population in the United States for the FDA. And then number five, we will ask the FDA here to allow us to make our product available for critically ill COVID-19 population for a fee, just like what we're doing in Philippines. Number six, the one that I'm very excited is Philippines. The orders are exponentially growing, and we are just getting to the point where the Philippine folks are getting all the data from all the patients that they have given all these vials to, and they are now going to turn that to agencies and see what we can do. We're excited, but we just want to wait to get results to talk about it. Then we go to cancer, number seven, which is cancer breakthrough designation for metastasis triple negative breast cancer. Number eight, breakthrough designation for triple negative breast cancer metastasized to the brain. And number nine would be doing a cancer trial in Brazil, which we're having calls with them in the beginning of next week with two different CROs, including one of the CROs that we already know. Number 10 is BLA, HIV. We're filing that in the next 6 months. We're excited about that. Monotherapy, number 11. Monotherapy would be another back-to-back approval we're hoping to have, which is a market size of about, quite a bit, is $5 billion or so. And then number 12 is extension studies that we have currently, over 70, 80 patients or so. We're going to ask for FDA to allow us to charge them for the fee. So that would be another source of perhaps being able to get the product to them. And number 11 is NASH. Number 12 is so I'm losing count on this, but number 12 was extension, sorry. Number 13 is NASH results. We're going to have that results this year. And number 14 would be our next NASH trial if we have great things happening. 15 and 16 are two trials, Alzheimer's and stroke. Please, please find one company, OTCB, that has this many activities close to getting to major milestones in the next 6 months. I would like to know that. Please email me that if you can.
Easy to lose count when you have so much going on. Thanks, Nader. Turning to you, Scott, Nader mentioned filing for breakthrough designation on these two different breast cancer indications. Give us more detail on that and why you feel cancer is a good opportunity for Cytodyne.
Well, I think first of all, cancer is a huge opportunity for Cytodyne because it's very unique in the way that leronlimab works. It's really about controlling the tumor microenvironment. And so we think it's going to be synergistic with the current standard of care, whether that's checkpoint inhibitors or PARP inhibitors or chemotherapy. So it's a huge opportunity. And, you know, in terms of breakthrough designation, I think the addition to market caps just for one is approximately $8.3 billion. I don't think there's been a company that hasn't been acquired with two breakthrough designations. So very exciting. And now we're seeing stuff that's, you know, when you look at some of the higher CCR5 expressing tumors, we're starting to see stuff through right to try, whether that's pancreatic or bladder or colon or prostate or breast, which has been incredibly exciting to us. So we're very encouraged with our results in cancer.
And just to follow up on that, Nader also mentioned the COVID long haulers trial. What's the update there?
Yeah, the long haulers, we filed the protocol. What's so exciting about long haulers is is that we think we can help a lot of people. I mean, there's been over 240 million people affected by COVID-19, and let's say a minimum of 80 million of those are going to be affected by this. And this is a multi-system inflammatory disorder, and it doesn't discriminate. I mean, it can affect the brain, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver. And so we are really looking at biomarkers and clinical improvement, and we're very excited about helping these patients because it really affects their quality of life.
Thanks very much, Scott. Nader, turning back to you, with so much going on, you have that list of 16 things kind of going on there. What are you doing with fundraising? How are you raising the capital to actually fund these initiatives?
So we will raise funding through PIPE, restricted shares, probably, maybe notes. This is very important, and everybody should pay attention to this. Back in 2012, we had one indication, small indication of combination therapy for HIV, and we continuously raised funds no matter what. Our strength was fundraising, $420 million in the last 7 years or so. But now we have 16 items, and those 16 items are really strong items: breakthrough designation, cancer, long hauler, getting perhaps emergency use authorization. We would raise funding very easily now. Not very difficult, but very easily. And as we go forward, we are going to be concentrating on less dilution, the smallest dilution possible, whichever that means, whatever path we have to go. Maybe we could do a warrant tender offer for warrants, and if our patient, our investors who have warrants will exercise it. But make no mistake, this is the easy fundraising now.
Nader Prahasan, Scott Kelly, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.